This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, known as the Bible of the talk radio industry. Certainly talk media turns to Talkers, and you can go to Talkers.com to find Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The first thing you will see when you log on to Talkers is a memorial for Dr. Joy Brown. That's very appropriate. We talked a lot about her last week after her passing, and still people are talking about her and what she brought to the business. And she was the original and the last one standing, as you always like to say. I'll be the last guy standing. She was the last woman when it came to doing authentic advice radio. She was it.
Yeah, I received a lot of... you didn't introduce me yet. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Michael Harrison is... Well, I did sort of say...
Oh, did you?
But I didn't say your name. No, I didn't. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and I've given you all the reasons to go there, and, well, not all of them, but right. Certainly a lot of them. Anyway, so now, said, as the aforementioned, Michael would like to take...
I want to mention, Doug, that I listened to... a playback of our show last week, and I want to commend you for a really wonderful, I don't want to call it a performance because you weren't performing, but the emotion that you expressed on that program was about as good as talk radio can be. And it takes a lot of courage to reveal yourself that way on a radio show.
Well, you know, that's something we ought to spend some time talking about in this hour after we go through our list, because authentication, it seems to me, is what people want. And you were talking about, I feel, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at the moment, might be, because he's been around me for 20-some-odd years. I don't know if I've always... I mean, some people criticized me early on for not revealing enough of myself in terms of my opinion about the issues. But I think I've always revealed a lot. And certainly as I become more mature, I believe that revealing what's going on, whether it's talking to some doctors about something that's going on in my body or what's going on in my mind, what my experience is with the people that I care about, I think that's what makes me relevant, because a lot of people, I hope... in terms of being helpful, that a lot of people will hear the conversation, the discussion we're having, and learn from it.
Yeah, but it's even deeper than that, Doug. Sometimes opinions become talking points, and a lot of people who express their very, very controversial or very personal opinions about things are really playing a role. I'm talking about one level deeper. You almost started crying. On
Rachel
does it all the time.
I've had crying spits.
I can get him
have
to
you
cry
really?
in 3 minutes. Yeah.
Well, not in 3 minutes.
I have never seen that.
But you know what?
I've known Doug almost 30 years.
Yeah. The beauty of Doug, Michael, is that people can tell a phony, and Doug is not a phony. Doug gives you 100% of his real emotions on the air. It's not shtick like you might hear from Rush or somebody else, but it's 100% real. And people who can give you the real emotions and their real thoughts on the air, it's It's real radio.
But I am like that in person. My children will tell you that. Meredith will tell you one of the things that she loves about me is my ability to express my raw emotions one way or another. And that's something that I think is sorely lacking. We're sort of taught to buck it up. And my father taught me that. I'm going through a whole thing right now. I don't think I've told you this, Michael. We're going to get to the stories in just a second. But I'm going through a course built on something called the Constellations, which examines your family, examines your ancestry, examines what your, for example, my father and his father before him did not have success with women. They failed miserably at it. And as a result of that, looking at that or subconsciously seeing it, until this point in my life, I have never had a successful relationship with a woman. And now I'm trying to figure out, and I am, thank heavens, what it is about these things that I can pull the plug on, put a stop to, and more or less change my approach to the situations as they present themselves. And one of them, and Rich has heard me talking about this, it goes to both sides of the family. My mother and every woman in my life has completely abandoned me at some point. But it started with my mother, and my father's mother died, so he was abandoned in a way by his mother. I mean, you see what I'm talking about? You see the trail that I'm creating here?
I do. Now, this is a fascinating topic, and you do realize it's a topic that is a world of subtopics.
Yes.
And you will never, ever know for sure what the real reason or the answer is, but the exploring of it is one therapeutic and can help you attain better relationships with women. Yeah. But also, talking about it helps other people deal with this struggle themselves.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody listening to this conversation is saying to themselves, where do I fit in on that spectrum?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who thinks that any other person has a 100% successful track record in dealing with the opposite sex is living on another planet.
You better go have yourself examined.
I mean, relationships are incredibly complex and difficult,
they are.
As are human beings.
Right.
So when you just, let me finish this point, if you sign up for life with another human being, you must love them enough to put up with their worst characteristics for the rest of your life, because that's what you're going
to do. And understand them. And both people need to be able to see that and feel that it's more important to be able to get through those things and beyond them than to just give up and say, nah, I don't want to do this, I'm leaving. And I think that's where this stuff, I've certainly done that in my life, but I just would rather not leave at the moment. Of course, there are two people involved, and the other person decides they want to leave, that's their thing. But at least I don't want to get set up or be set up for that sort of thing anymore. But it takes a lot of studying and understanding of patterns that you have developed over your life. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's in there. That, frankly, has nothing to do with our top stories this week.
But Dr. Joe would be proud of you both.
But Dr. That's right. And in memory of how this would have been a fabulous conversation. Can you imagine starting this conversation with Joy and where you just said something a minute ago about how many different directions you could go in having started this conversation? And Joy was a master. And when she came on my program, that was what we would do. We'd take one thing, and oftentimes, she knew me very well, and she was happy to tell me how it was. And she more often
she would
than
try
not,
and fix you. Yeah, that was our weekly segment.
Whether she fixed me or she didn't, she'd tell it like it was.
Sure.
And oftentimes it made me uncomfortable. But
you were the test dummy.
Apparently.
And now we're going to work on Doug.
Yes, right. Yes.
But, you know, it's interesting. Even the experts in this field don't have a handle on it for their own lives.
No, and I'm not, she was horrible. I know.
I'm not saying that.
Well, I'm going to say it because she was a wonderful human being, and she was troubled by the same issues that
said we were
exactly
all robots.
Exactly. Every radio shrink I've ever known, every psychologist or psychiatrist I've ever known, upon knowing them well, they had the same issues.
Yep. Same issues.
They didn't always live by their advice. It's do as I say, not as I do.
Absolutely.
Which only shows you the depth of the issues that we're talking about.
Yes.
I'm lost in terms of our schedule. Should I do the list or should we wait?
No, we're going to pause for a moment. We'll get to the list. This is good. What is it they say? More stimulating talk radio. We're here to talk about what's on talk radio. Not necessarily just all the news talk issues, but we'll go through those, I promise, in a moment or two. 16 past the hour. The countdown.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
19 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the top 10 stories from this week. Michael?
All right, let's zip through them. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the iPhone 7 reveal. At number 8, we have the Fox Carlson settlement and Van Susteren exits Fox. Chicago murder stats at 7, the G20 summit at 6, the Colin Kaepernick anthem sitting at number 5. At number 4, serious conflict and the Russia's relationships with the U.S. At number 3, Iran cash payment controversy and a naval skirmish. At number 2, the Clinton email scandal. At number 1, the presidential race and the candidates forum the other night.
Mm-hmm. And, people listening, 30
time seconds. For the people?
Yeah,
30 seconds?
Yeah.
10, Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren, Gary Johnson at 9, Rodrigo Duterte at 8, Matt Lauer at 7, 6, Colin Powell, 5, Colin Kaepernick, 4, Vladimir Putin, Barack Obama, 3, Hillary at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1.
I think the people deserve more scrutiny than the stories this week. Some fascinating stories of several of these people who are on the list. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. And other conversations about other things that have to do with what you're listening to on this station and all around the country on some great News Talk radio stations. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, 24 after the hour now. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the big important things that flush over. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, but certainly because at Talkers.com you'll find not only Talkers Magazine, but Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Talkers Radio has been a sort of proving ground for lots of new types of programs that then go on to make it big in radio or maybe on satellite radio. But there is there's this thing about talk media. So we have some people who have made it on both the radio side and the television side. But that is a rarity. It didn't even work for Rush Limbaugh. It has worked for Sean Hannity. And now I'm going to go there. It certainly worked for Glenn Beck. Or it has. I don't know that it still is. And who else would you put? Maybe local people who are good talkers. When I use Hannity and Beck as an example, do we have other national examples?
Well, the only reason it hasn't worked for Beck is because he's been very aggressive in trying experiments with his own company.
Yeah.
If Beck sat still and stayed with Fox or stayed with CNN, he probably would still be doing it.
Yeah.
He was very good on television.
I thought he was good at Fox, actually. Yeah. I thought that was very compelling stuff.
Howie Carr up in New England has built a new studio, and he simulcasts what he does on the Newsmax television network and also on his own website. And I got to tell you, his studio looks better than some of these major league TV setups.
Really?
His radio show in a simulcast form actually transcends that divide and works. Mm-hmm. But no, for the most part, it's very difficult for talk show hosts doing radio to also simultaneously do television because they require different parts of the mind. I think the ESPN team of Mike and Mike.
I was going to say it's more likely, or it seems to be more prominent in sports talk radio with Dan Patrick and Mike. Do you agree?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, the sports talk guys seem comfortable wherever they are.
Yeah. that's true.
If some of the news talk guys had the skills that the sports talk guys have, news talk radio would be a lot better.
It would be more interesting. It would be more, it's fresher. Maybe I don't know.
It's a mindset. These are things that defy analysis. It's total X factor, total charisma, total authenticity and comfort. Back to what we were talking before.
Yeah.
You can't quantify these things. And if you try to, you wind up picking the wrong thing and then overemphasizing it, which is what corporations do. They always pick the wrong thing that they think makes something successful, and then they make 100 of them, and they're all failures.
Well, they also sometimes get in league with others, like Dow Chemical's trying to take over DuPont, and Bayer Aspirin is trying to take over Monsanto, and what comes out of that stuff more often than not, mostly in interesting terms, Bayer, which is a European company, I don't think understands the culture of Monsanto. Monsanto was very brash, aggressive, arrogant, and I don't. The European culture doesn't, even though there are a lot of success stories, I don't sense or feel that many, even wildly successful European companies, are good at being bullies like some of the big American companies are. Do you think I'm right or not?
American culture is far more aggressive. Mm-hmm. I find that when I speak around the world at radio summits, at radio conferences, they find the things that we take for granted to be very, very boorish and ungentlemanly, so to speak. But it's interesting, you mentioned before, don't you hate it when you go to the supermarket and you buy something you grew up with and you find out it's another company making it and it's a completely different brand?
Oh, yeah. But that goes on. That's the old bait and switch, though. That goes on more times than you shake a stick at. Yeah, good thoughts. Okay, people in the focus from this week's chart, the week of September 5th to the 9th, is in the focus. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
If you trim the trees, mow the lawn, or rake the leaves on your own property, you could go to jail. That was the town council's ruling in East Hampton, New York, in adopting vegetation protection legislation, designed to let nature take back much of the property. A portion of each lot was declared off limits to any clearing of plants or ground cover, and violators could be fined or jailed. One angry citizen looked through the lens of liberty and told the council, "You don't have to read much English and American history to know that the right to use your own property is where all our rights stem from. When I was young, you got in trouble if you didn't mow the lawn. Now you go to jail if you do."
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the Talk Radio Countdown, Talk Radio Review of not only the hot hits in talk radio, but what's going on in the world of talk radio, who's doing what, how are we all doing as a class of radio, that sort of thing. The iPhone 7 revelations that came out this past week, number 9 on the stories list, I would like to take a particular focus on one aspect of this that a lot of people are talking about. And I asked, in fact, our Rich McFadden this on the air, whether or not there being no headset or no jack for a headset, let's put it that way, is going to interfere with those people who listen to the spoken word formats or any form. But any more spoken words listen to, you can get music from Pandora, Spotify, any number of ways. But talk is pretty much unto its own. There are some great connections. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. You can go to TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and most of the websites for most of the shows. But the point I'm making here is that I think the traditionalists want to have something that's plugged into something.
And they still will. You'll still have headsets. They just won't work the same way, as opposed to the analog audio jack that was on the bottom of your phone. Now it's going to be a digital jack. So whether you use the adapter so that you
it's
can plug
it's not really a jack, per se. It's not something to plug into.
So whether you plug use the adapter to plug your existing headphones in, whether you switch to Bluetooth headphones, or whether you buy the new fangled W1 headphones that Apple has made and will charge you $150 for, you will still be able to use headphones and you will still listen to be able to listen to talk radio the same way you always have.
Hi, Michael.
I think.
Thanks, Rich. I've never sounded so good. I was just sitting there saying, hey, people probably think that's me. He's smart.
Well, I made reference to him, so I should have been.
Don't be sorry. It's cool. I think it's about making money. I think that these guys have a need to sell new products greater than their ability to come up with positive productive evolution. In other words, the progress is in their creating new products more than it is creating something that makes it better for the consumer. I think ultimately people will get rid of wires completely. I think wires will be looked at as clunky and in the past. Mm-hmm. But right now, it'll be a bit of an inconvenience for a lot of people. I always try to stay one or two generations behind in all of my media. I don't like anything that's too new because, one, it always has bells and whistles I don't need. Two, it has things that go wrong. And three, I'd rather be comfortable with my media than experimental. So I'll probably wind up buying an iPhone 7, in 10 years. But I think it's marketing. I really do. I think that they have to keep having new iterations of their platforms so they could sell new things. Mm. And in many ways, it's manipulative.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Did I just say the obvious?
That's putting it nicely. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to talk to the interests of those people on the list this week. I would say, just to sort of wrap what we were talking about, Joy Brown, there's a radio tribute program that actually, as we're putting this together, is going to be put together that will feature a number of people from the radio industry that worked with Dr. Joy Brown, and it'll be available over this weekend. I'm guessing that it'll also be available to talkers beside being available on the Genesis Communication Network. Am I correct?
Yes, we're putting together a program with about 10 guests. I'm going to moderate it. I'm not saying I'm hosting it, which I am, but I'm going to run it more as a tribute to Dr. Joy Brown with approximately 10 guests in 3 hours, all people, including you, who have known her well or worked with her, and it will be talking about her life, her times, her career, and what they represent. In other words, we're going to go deeper than just talking about Joy. We're going to talk about the role of non-political talk radio on talk radio and relationships in general.
Alan Combs and I are the only radio hosts that are on. You got a lot of people from the industry who knew her well, who worked with her, boss-wise, otherwise, colleagues. So that'll be nice. This is a really good overall tribute to a woman who touched a lot of people in lots of different ways. So this will be I'm glad to be a part of it.
I'm glad you're on it, and you're going to bring a lot to the table. I'm nervous about it because I want it to be good. I want it to really
by
be good.
By its nature, the people who are there will be good. So what we'll do is we'll put up my Facebook page and Twitter page. We'll send people there, and plus on the website as well, DJV Show and DougStefan.com, and you'll have it all over talkers as to where to find it and how to listen to it. It'll be on GCN.com as well, where you can find
GCNLive.com.
GCNLive. I should remember that because they have this program on.
Yeah, GCNLive.com. And you're there.
Yeah.
And this show is there.
Yes, it is. Okay. So the list of people this week has some very interesting characters on it. Oh, yeah. I wanted to spend some time talking about Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren.
Yes.
It's clear how Gretchen figured this all out and did herself proud and more or less, I hope for her that she will continue her career because I think she's quite good. But I also think she was smart or somebody around her was smart because they got the ales. And I don't say this, I'm not pleased about it, but what I am, as an observer of this, they settled this and fixed it so fast, she must have had him to the wall. There's no jail. I mean, there was no court, no judge, nothing. They just said, okay, how much do you want? And we'll negotiate it, and here's your check for $20 million. See you later. So, I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, people don't do that unless they have him. And she apparently had him, but good.
Yeah, it seems there's enough evidence there that it would at least be embarrassing. Sort of like Cosby. You know, you don't want to judge anybody guilty until, convicted by a jury or a judge. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, in the court of public opinion, that's a whole different thing.
All right, so where does she go? And the second half of that is Greta Van Susteren, who's been a staple at Fox for, 14, 15 years. And now that Ailes is gone, she doesn't like to be there anymore. And she had a clause in her contract that let her out if he wasn't there. So she's going someplace else. I'm not sure anybody knows where she's going.
I do not know where she's going, and I don't know anything about what motivated it. One could speculate that she obviously has options, or she wouldn't have left.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what her relationship with Ailes was. I don't know much about Greta Van Susteren, other than who she is, and I've seen her over the years.
Right.
I mean, the last thing I remember was the controversy over her facelift.
Face.
I mean,
her claim to fame was her facelift.
Well, her claim to fame was that she wasn't as good looking as all the other pretty girls, quote unquote, on cable news television. Yeah. The assumption being, if she's there without the looks, she must really be good and smart.
Right.
So am I right? Wasn't
she
that the
it. Yeah? And she was. But she still felt like she had a fixture.
Yeah. And frankly, some people, again, I'm just reporting here, thought she looked better before the facelift.
Yeah. Is that sexist? Do we sound like a couple of sexists?
No, I'm only reporting what people said.
All right.
This is what was said. I don't think what we're saying is sexist at all because I don't find it funny. I'm not saying, hey, here's what I think. I'm just telling you, this is, as an observer of the scene, this was the conversation back then.
Yeah. You're right. It was a conversation. You're right.
So I don't know what Greta Van Susteren is going to do. She's a very accomplished television journalist and mm-hmm. commentator, and she'll probably have a job. As far as Gretchen Carlson's concerned, she's got $20 million more than she had before.
She's sure doing better this week than she did last week. Up next, a focus on Gary Johnson. Did he do himself a disservice or a favor in the interview that he had, which was aired late in the week with the folks, the Joe guys on MSNBC. We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, I want to talk with you about optimum blood flow nutrients that get your organs and your cells healthy as could be. That comes about as a result of your having nitric oxide in your system. Nitric oxide opens up the arteries so that blood can get through to your muscles, to your veins, all your blood vessels open. Every inch of your body is covered. That's what happens when you use Superbeets. Superbeets is the best way for athletes. Look at all the people at the Olympics who have used Superbeets. Look at all the people in professional football using Superbeets. Now, this is the way for you to get blood to every part of your body so that you can have your the muscles firing the way they need to when you need blood supply. This is the raw material that gets that blood supply. L-arginine is in there. It's an amino acid that's important. That is one of the key parts of what happens when you grow beets. They have non-GMO beets. They grow them, they cook them, They dry them, and then they powder them. They powder them and put them in a canister. Take 4 ounces of water, put a teaspoon of Super Beets into the water, drink it, and you'll feel like a different person. This is something I've been talking about on the radio for a couple of years, and you know it's good when as many people support it as have. So here's how you get your first supply of Super Beets. You dial 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets come free with your first order. So certainly if you haven't gotten on the bandwagon, this is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure for the rest of your life. Super Beets, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Get the cool this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers, with thoughts on Gary Johnson's week.
Yeah, Gary Johnson now is famous.
Yep.
He has to have a gap.
Mike Barnicle interviewed him on MSNBC on The Joe Show and made him famous. But Barnicle was trying to make himself famous with a gotcha question, his usual flair for his own ego. But I thought that Johnson, even though he didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about, came out of it okay. What do you think?
He came out of it okay because he wasn't going to be elected president anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's humiliating. I think it's totally humiliating.
Set up?
I don't know if it's set up or not. If you're running for president of the United States, you're supposed to know everything about every hotspot. See, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Somebody could say to Hillary or somebody could say to Trump, what would you do about blah, blah, and catch a blind spot.
Right.
Make a fool out of them.
Yeah. And that's what some people think happened to Gary Johnson, who, by the way, is the Libertarian candidate for president, in case you didn't know. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the countdown at 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's 53 after the hour now, talk radio countdown time. Now joining us is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University. He's also an accomplished legal authority. I have never asked him a question that he did not have an answer for. And I don't mean just a snappy answer, but an answer I could believe, frankly. So whether he's telling me the truth or not, or you, he sure is very convincing, which is what you expect from a good lawyer, right? So our job here is to go through some of the stories that are on the list for this week from Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, and see what sort of the legal ramifications are of them. I don't know. I look at number three, the cash payment and the legalities of that. The Republicans say that they want to do something legally. I don't know what they can do. I don't even really understand how there can be that much cash laying around that they can just put two boatloads in a plane of $1.7 million and just fly it someplace. You know, where's this cash come from? Why do we have $1.7 billion of cash laying around?
That was part of the difficulty in this case, which has very, very much been misreported. We have rules in regard to what we have for cash. We have rules in what we can even give in amounts to pay to Iran. So it took this long to actually gather that money. But here's the interesting thing. This really was not a ransom for the hostages that we had there. Before the Iranian Revolution, they had bought planes from the United States. The revolution came, we didn't deliver, but they had already paid for these. In addition, they had other monies here in the United States in banks that was frozen. So at some point, as the situation normalized, they were going for their money back. And in fact, then President Ronald Reagan even authorized that this would not go through the American courts. We agreed to an international arbitration. So as this international arbitration is going on, like many cases, it looked like we were going to have to pay with additional interest more than the money we ended up paying. So this settlement was a settlement of that international dispute. So to say this was just a ransom paid in order to get the prisoners released really isn't terribly accurate. And as far as finding the cash, you know, this is just, it was a difficult thing logistically, but there was absolutely nothing wrong with this.
All right, so there's a different spin on that. I'd forgotten about the planes that we hadn't paid for, or we hadn't given their money back for.
Yeah.
But who was it sitting in a bank account that Boeing had? Where was the money sitting? Are they're sitting in some U.S. government vault? Where the heck was the money, actually?
It was in American banks. Same thing as they had other amounts that were in American banks that were Iranian funds. But we just froze everything and anything. So if they had monies with Boeing, it was frozen there. Their own accounts with the Fed, those were frozen. This was something we were able to do for leverage, and actually it ultimately paid off.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed, well, some people, they all thought it was ransom money. That's really what...
It's how you view it.
Right. Okay. Next, the number seven story this week, the murder statistics from Chicago and what goes on there in the legal system. How in the world is there a system that doesn't punish people enough to be a threat so that this stuff goes on like really no recompense? You can shoot whoever you want and get away with it, and that's the end of the story.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's quite that. The statistics in Chicago are just, they're horrifying. I do remember years ago, though, when you talk about being able to get away with it, there were Chicago gangs that would specifically have as the hit people 14-year-olds. And they would have the 14-year-olds because they weren't even going to go through adult court. They were going to be going through juvenile court most often. The Chicago murder statistics are, you know, there's a lot of reasons for them. There's difficulties with the police there. There certainly are issues as far as the punishment and the court system. But you look at Chicago and their stats are so much worse than other comparable big cities, and that's what I think is the most troublesome. Why there? And is still not convinced that there's, you know, any one cause and we really have gotten to it. So that's even the most disturbing.
Yeah. All right. So in terms of the legalities of Colin, I know how to pronounce this guy's name, Kaepernick. I guess that's...
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, Kaepernick, him too. Quick comment on this and the legalities of... you don't have to do anything. Freedom of speech, right? He can stand on his head if he wants.
He is. It's interesting. He's exercising his freedom of speech. However, his protected freedom of speech is from the government. If the 49ers wouldn't to sit him down, they could.
Right. Ah! I hadn't thought about that angle. That's pretty interesting. All right. But that's why you're here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, who is, by the way, very interesting, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.